Blog Talk Radio. Christ loves you. There's nothing he can put in place. It means that there's nothing he can put in place for that. If you cast children, this is the only realm that dad sits on. So if you cast that, there's nothing else for all this for their motherfucking ass. Bullshit, you thought. For the mere essence that there's an energy that is capable of destroying that, means that it is but in the same energy that it is using to destroy it, that is the same energy that exists outside of that shit. The act of the energy and the act that destroys is the same damn energy. Well, what is it? You say, well, ain't nothing to put back. The shit that destroys is the goddamn shit that puts back. The act in itself is already the self-reproduction of what it is. You understand where I'm coming from? So that's the bullshit. Telling you to damn be careful. The real is that shit, if I cut your ass up with a motherfucking damn ass, so this is some bullshit to be white motherfuckers saying. But for the mere fact, we your boy walked in and this cracker said no to him. He's a black man. Bam. You see what I'm saying? So that's why they had to get the black man, what's the motherfucker named Lawrence Fishburne, to blow up the damn ship. But something happened. The white boy always knew a damn way out, just in case something does happen. He can say, well, I didn't leave a way out. When they blew up that damn event horizon, just the middle part blew up. The other ship went on back to Earth and got saved. And the other part, it created a black hole, and the other part of the top of the arc fell into the black hole. So either way, they fucked up because they created a ritual that took the damn black man through any damn way. So the whole concept of that particular bullshit, you see, is what's wrong in the first place as far as there's nothing to put that back. That which showing up is the shit that's putting it back. You know what I'm saying? If I bust a hole in this damn wall with my damn fist, it's my fist on the other motherfucking side of the wall. The hell? That's all they need to be there. You see, so this is the shit with the white people knowing that their existence is not beyond this particular realm. Beyond this particular realm. Now, the ultimate vampire is a black hole. That's what these Dracula thing they're talking about here. There's a black hole. They just missed it. They reweave all this type of stuff and get you all confused and stuff. But it's the ultimate vampire is a black hole. But when you need to go see the movie Life Force, which explains that shit even to the fullest on what's actually going on. What's actually going on. Now, let me see what else we got here. Now, it's interesting because all this particular stuff is doggone ritual. Dr. Ben said one time before that you got basically three people running the world and they all in cahoots with each other. They tell you to get all those stuff. But they run the world on one level. One level. You motherfuckers ain't shooting them. World domination. We're in the Islamic world. It's all a part of the same secret society. Tel Aviv got the Jewish section. You see what I'm saying? And they run one particular part of it. And the Vatican is the other part that run the Christian part, which America is fixed up into that with the Christian thing. So these brackets go and have a damn feast. It's all a ritual. Last week, they go and have a damn summit. Christian, Muslim, and Jew. All represent the part of the right domination power. They have this peace summit saying the whole thing is going on. It's a ritual of us white powers coming together. Then they go and they start a damn war. Because even though it's what's the name is he owns the shit or not, he's still a damn nigga. Saddam Hussein. But even if it ain't about him, it's the mere fact that they're bombing Persians to death. That instant land is all a part of a damn ritual. You feel what I'm saying? That's what this shit is. That's what this particular shit is actually dealing with.
Warning, if you don't want to discover how you can ethically steal the breakthrough new method, high leverage, steal from $10,000 in debt,
actually dealing with this particular time. Now, let's see here now. Let me go to the next. My next aspect because I want to deal with something. I think I got all this out of the way. I want to deal with a couple of things right here. What time is it? Okay, we're going to do this and we're going to go into a question and answer. Go and get the movie Crawl. It's Crawl the Conqueror. You know to get that. Two aspects of the same design feminine. And if the mystery of it is for the divine goddess, it's both people and they're going to be aspects of the same person. Crawl the Conqueror. So always identify with the girl. So Tia Carrera was the black, she represents the black girl part. But the other white girl, get out of the color, she's a slave girl. She represents the other part. Then you're going to go and get the movie Crawl. Crawl is this thing that comes in this particular thing that they throw in the universe tent. It's like the Holy Grail. And they're going to look for it. But when they're going to look for it, this Crawl thing is this.
But also, you can, if there's only one thing that you can do with your symbol all the time,
Rise by Long Man John Wilson, dealing with the old golden apples and the whole thing called mammology or something like that. Something to study of breath. Anyway, talking about how men and women's golden apple thing is called Rise. But it's interesting that breath leaves, which is hard. When he's rewarded with all his pride, he gets the golden apple, which is also the same as the melanin and everything like that. I wonder why also there's two of those particular things also, too. You see what I'm saying? There's two of those particular parts also, too, in the Greek mythology. That particular part also. But I wanted to get this particular part here before we go to the question and answer. And that is this. I knew that the Christ thing, you know, that the Christ thing that comes out of Jesus, but I also knew that the so-called Christian or the Roman world, when they did Christianity, because Alistair Crowley also said that this particular part, Christianity was a composite of about five or six different religions together. So it wasn't just that they just copied it out of Jesus. Buddhism, they just took a whole bunch of this shit and put it together. That's why you can find the shit in Hinduism. They just a composite of different religions. Just like American culture is a composite of all different types of cultures. As well as the European civilization is a composite of all the shit we got around the world, from around the world. So, what the deal is
the same thing of this
born in the underworld, not coming from heaven. So the same thing that they talk about, don't be Satan's name of this year. It's Christmas the same way all these villages of Christ is born, and they're born from the Medusa, which is the serpent headed woman, which is also represented as the down Satan. So I look up Christmas in here, and also Christmas is also, with a different one. Let me read some of this particular stuff for you. Pegasus is the winged horse, and Christmas also comes from Medusa, and Perseus cuts off her head. In other words, Christmas are all these are the same aspects of the same thing. Is a golden falcon. Is a golden falcon, which is also drives the chariot of the sun. So all of these particular aspects here of the Christ thing, when you go and get Robert Brady to pick this, the same Christ, there's several things, the Christopher, the Scipio, and all of those particular ones. These are all aspects of the same entity. But anyway, we find out it is born from the Medusa, and the Medusa is the ultimate image of the feminine energy also, and that's mine. But she has these particular thoughts. It's just in the movie.
Sunlight actually makes the pineal gland smaller,
and lessen the spiritual awareness and weaken, and whereas darkness and high activity enhances the keen initiative knowledge of the soul mind while reducing the stress factor. Now, he also, and first I said, he also believes in the Dracula and the Prince of Darkness, and he said all that things don't know it. But he goes on to say that, and I was like, wait a minute, the stress is fertilized. Let me stop. It was just like that. He was going to fuck any bullshit. First of all, making a distinction between melanin on the inside of the body and melanin on the outside of the body. We have melanin skin on the outside of the body, and that literally protects us from the sun. But what he is saying here is that during the sunlight, he thought you were in the sun and all this stuff, and he was saying in actuality it was against us because we are not pure people, and go get them pictures, the cartoon gargoyle. When they wake up at night, we were night people. Even with Thomas Jefferson, he's talking about these people, how these people run all day in the damn field, and they sleep all damn night. These are nocturnal people. So in we get to the point, he says that excessive sunlight has a mental damaging factor on black people, or on people that have a high melanin concentration. Now, in so many words, I was saying, about a few years ago, is that particular sun out there is different. I was reading some stuff, sun shuts down your capability of being an entity of the universe because you're depending on the sun out here to get around, whereas the third eye, all that type of stuff is supposed to lead you on a spiritual level. So in so many words, what he was saying also too about the mental capability, and I think he's talking about now in the 20th century, that basically, because we don't use the third eye, or we don't use the first eye, the mental capability is then what I was saying is we're becoming more and more crazy. And because the sun is out that particular part, we're depending on that when you're supposed to be depending on this particular primeval thing. And because we're not using our particular first eye, or you say your third eye now, it is leading to problems and we're becoming more and more mentally insane. So when I really thought about what he's saying, he's saying, no, he's have a high melanin content, a nocturnal nighttime people. And this is, again, I think a lot of times we try to make this up with what white people, and white people ain't got shit to do with this. They fucked up at night and they fucked up when the sun is up, and I'm trying to understand what this particular stuff that we look at this way and talk about. But anyway, in this particular part, called, well, if you can get this one, Barnes and Noble and Borders sell this particular list of magazines. Because the first one he was really bullshit around the bush. He don't really get to the melanin from until the second article. So you can literally, until the book comes out, you can literally use it because this one is not on the stand. You just can just get this one. This way you got the shit in the second article. This one was pretty good. He was leading up to this, but he was bullshitting around. This one, he just got to the melanin shit. So you want to get this particular December and January part in the one being Starfighter and the Gold of the Gods by Sir Lawrence Gardner. Sir Lawrence Gardner, because he's not going to know.
You know that after 180 days of each regulation that you don't hold that anymore? You guys know that? Did you know that it's illegal for your debt to be sold to somebody else and then them come after you for that contract? Did you guys know that? So these are the things that we know and are able to even have lost people.
We call bloodline the Holy Grail, but he ends up saying the shit ends up being in America. As far as the bloodline of Jesus Christ, whether you believe that or whatever, it's going to be Christ's bloodline. In so many words, he said he ends up being in America as well as the Holy Grail. So in actuality, he's trying to know this, but his second book is the follow-up on the actual bloodline as far as the star fire. And he's talking about numbers. So this prophet is coming on, I'm telling you, to be damn Christ shit. It's bloodline from him over here. Okay, he writes this book, Bloodline of the Holy Grail, and his philosophy, all the European talking shit about Lilith, the great mother, this real patriarch of this damn woman, he's got no boy. But then they come to tell this damn medallion that advertised his wife to get ready for the shit that's going down. But the cracker in the chapter, because he's going to drop all the shit basically in chapter 93, he goes to these people that are all rich, do these rituals to keep this bullshit going. This cracker is a high government official with a karate man and all that kind of shit, and a gentleman and all that kind of shit over in Israel that writes this book on all this type of stuff. The Bible, it says a sign of spirituality, but it's got an appendix in the back talking all this type of stuff, and they, you know what I'm saying? But yet he's looking at all this real truth and all this biblical stuff, but you realize what's going on and all, he's dropping all the secrets in the damn book. The Lost Rose of Solomon and the King. The Lost Rose of Solomon and the King by Richard B-P-H-O-N-N. Yes. What's that? Bird? Barrett. B-E-H-R-E-N-N. And then straight up talking about how we do these rituals and all this rabbi shit. And you see why they're keeping them on the money. But yet they're selling this damn medallion shit too. If the powers of LK shall tell you to be yours, this medallion to keep these so called evil spirits from really taking it off you. But when you don't realize, real shoddy is going to put them in fucking TikTok. But he also talked about Lilith having a sick. That's set. We can still talk about soot and melody. So they're coming out with all the stuff, and they're coming out with all this particular stuff right now. And that's the way they're rolling with this particular stuff right now. So what we're going to do is we're going to go into a question and answer right quick to get the ball rolling. You know, to get the ball rolling and all. Give me some questions. You got to go back with it.
Father,
hours away from making the first thing to come. Well, you don't even make the call for the 1945. They just ready to come out with the shit now. We call it on top of the ground. In the midst of all this shit, it's like, where the Japanese is about to do in a couple of damn minutes. So when that shit come out, you mind controlling all the room. This shit don't come out on the head of the wall. You know it's here. So we can buy it. You see what I'm saying? Yeah, but you gotta go back and look at this particular question. You know they've been freezing motherfuckers since 1940. Look at this. Even, you know, clowns and even Walt Disney and all that kind of shit. But now you got to go back and look at Demolition Man. Literally, the movie starts in 1996. And most of these particular ones get locked up in 1996, and they get frozen in 1996. And which is telling you. But when they get frozen, they don't say, well, we're going to freeze you until they get the technology they'll tell you. They already got the shit up and running, so they're telling you right now that they got the shit up and running. All in the damn movie. See what I'm saying? It's all in the damn movie. So this is where they're bringing it now. That's the mythology. Where they're bringing the stuff now. Videos are just running and pick up a point. But start studying the damn dialogue because they're talking all this shit. Dropping all the stuff up in there. Number one, they do, because number one, they monitor just to see how conscious the people are. They start to mind control the story. You know, it's a simple thing. It's a simple thing, but also it's also the ability to monitor just how where the people are, where the people are. And if the people start waking up and start taking over, okay, people are waking up, do more work or whatever the deal is. But they monitor how you are by how.
Hey, did you know there is a government-funded education grant that can deposit up to 38?
Holy shit, and nobody can do that. And the boldest thing they did now, they did it twice, they did it in damn 95, they come out with the movie Outbreak. 2 weeks later, the damn Ebola breaks out. People don't even think about it. Go in and say, we got the vaccine, and let me know that they got the AIDS vaccine. All this shit they put in the movie with the people around this year. Then they're going to do, they're going to come out with Wagon Dog one damn for 1 week. And they come out with damn movie with the Black Parade and the little huggy of the Marley Whiskey. Just in the movie was made a year before it came out yet. Tell people shit face. In a house, a little house behind the White House, just like it didn't happen.
Yeah.
Right. Then they put out this movie, the Indiana State, they drop all the shit up in there, and nobody ever seen it. Don't mean to get nothing. Okay. And that, and even yeah.
So what the deal is, in 1979,
find a few magicians over in England start dealing with this stuff. And basically what they found out was all this shit that the ancients used to call Satanism was just another form of side of the universe, dark matter, and all of that type of stuff. So what happened was, in so many words, in the original ancients used to deal with the stuff, I mean, really 1,000 years ago, they knew what the hell was just happening to see them with when they were talking about the black enemies and the stuff and all that. And so they put it in forms of hideous monsters and different things as mythology, more as hieroglyphics to explain something to the most hideous monster, the most powerful the energy, and this type of stuff. So later on, after a while, after thousands of years, later people came around and said they didn't understand the science. They start calling it evil. And this shit got out of hand. So the white boys figured out all our shit from around the world, and they studied this stuff. So they figured out, hey, you know, we understand what they're talking about, this particular stuff. We also talk about dark matter. You see what I'm saying? Quantum physics and all, and different stuff like that. No, so this stuff started coming out. Then the magicians say, yeah, you know, well, we've been dealing with this shit for the longest and stuff. You see what I'm saying? It's just now that the doggone scientific community is changing up with the metaphysical and the occult community. So ultimately, the shit came out and they started calling it chaos magic. You see the thing? They started calling it chaos magic and all. It's been around long before that, but it's only been calling chaos magic for the little 19 years and all that kind of stuff. And basically, so many words and shit, they basically synthesized it and basically started calling it melanin. And he was going to deal with the stuff on how I started calling it melatonin in 1968. But I even got things based on Yale University in 1969. So basically, these are just other words of explaining the black man and the black woman knowledge and energy based on the science. One thing that I said the last time I was here, Carl Jung, wrote the book Eon. And he showed the melanin crystal up in there. He said he was in the Christ, and he called it Lapis, which is the stone, Lapis Lazuli. So he said that Lapis is the stone which is Christ, but he said also it starts off with the stone that Lapis is the crystal that comes from the final material, the black of inflection. And this is just the white of the light that comes from the black in the beginning of the dark, and then the light is called that the Lapis, and that's the Christ. A year later, that was 1959, a year later after Yale University come up with, after Princeton put out his book, Aeon, Yale University comes up with this now, a year later. Meanwhile, you got Henry Coleman working on this shit. Meanwhile, you got Frank Herbert, the motherfucker who's like Dune, studying all this shit. And 10 years, and then 100 years after the Mass Quincy's proclamation, 100 years after Freeville, he put out the book Dune, talking about spice, melange, which is the melanin shit. So you'll see there's a sequential art in all of this particular stuff that's actually going on. You see what I'm saying? And then later on, they learn how to put this stuff and rebuild and integrate this stuff into regular physics and all of these stuff, talking about chaos mathematics. Things like that, and all that, but by Come on, man. You know, see, even in the clever shit of mind control, they don't even realize all those people, all of them trying to set traps for people, they don't even realize that they are the trap themselves. They're digging their own damn hole. They don't even realize they're the trap they don't have. Some crazy shit. We'll see these motherfuckers fighting like cat dogs. Jerry Springer said, this is what that Jerry Springer said. Jerry Springer said, one damn year they attacked my show, the next year they copied my shit. He said, one year Walmart attacked my shit, the next year somebody copied my shit. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Yeah. Well, see, this book is being written to me right here. The reason I started understanding up in here, we got the decoy thing, but my point is this thing with Persian. That's an ancient land, and they talk about Nicholas. And you got to realize Nicholas is a Persian. And when you go get the book Aeon, you will see Aeon in the front, which is a lion of the deity with a serpent wrapped around it and holding this particular spear. It's also in this little blister right here. You got it in here. Let me show you what's happening here. I'm going to do this break this thing down. This is the same shit you see in Aeon. That's the god Lucifer. That's the one in Persian. That's the one who's present in the Persian. Hey, Ruth. The Persian harvest is milk. So they are gathering this energy to the call out refrain shit. They ain't just won't put no bombs up. They can't buy the miracle. See, one thing is that what the name said is still Joe's life. And sometimes things work out. They would be on something with the open ground so they can move out with the cracker. And then you don't mean they would be cracker, they got a cracker. You know, one way that is, don't separate yourself from these laws, because now the majority of black people who got the money is all for damn shit. So now, before they can't bomb America, Africa is fucked. So they can't bomb Africa, they can't be buried. They need that shit for the long period. So the day they use that, that's the darn to eat. Hell, how is it going to be? How is it going to survive? The only damn land is left for anything on the
chaos thing, the fracture.
families have been dealing with the tape out on their hands. The kind of chaos thing looks. They haven't been able to, you know, with all these different colors and stuff. They wasn't able to even get a picture of that. The guy who came with the man of God, with the guy, he came with that. He was the early man. He was the I mean, it's just horrible. And so now they got
gonna go back to now what it is. You can't even give them all the shit that you did something. Like if it's a boy, it's a big town, he's doing all kind of stuff. Samuel L. Jackson. So all these things, though, they don't give. I mean, these people here, man, they ain't got no nothing. These people are just easy. Now, even though, because I even saw some shit on the phone night live, it was over there and it was talking about Kwan. Now, we all know he's a Kwan, you know, but my point is, it's the black holiday. People just started getting into it, and then they got a guy on the guy, Saturday Night Live, they got killers. They make it Kwan, you know, like, it's a pimp holiday, and you fucking home. Vanessa, in the background, he's singing this song about this making love and all this bullshit, you know. I'm like, damn, man. So, I mean, ain't nothing sacred to you, man. Seven hours at 12 ago, and then we won't be up shit, man. I'm doing some old shit like a whole background singer. Yeah, baby, you know, the bad white shit. I'm like, man, you making fun of your own shit? I'm like, damn, man, but it's full of white people. I'm like, man, these mugs is no end on what these people are doing. These people are doing anything, man. These damn Hollywood shit, that shit is, when they say Hollywood, that shit runs the world. But every nigga up in there is straight. All of them got to do something. They got to do something. Well, let me tell you something. See, everybody that goes on like he's boy, he went on BBC. Rick James, you know. He went on BBC and he was talking all this and he said, you know, I was talking about white people was all right, but I made a kid. Yeah. I really saw some racism and one of them brothers and shit that y'all didn't kill this man. Out of there, he said, you know, and he started talking all this stuff. You know, why didn't my brother come down with a stroke? Some things just don't, you know what I'm saying? Now, come to find out, you know, what's the name? You know, Marvin Gaye, and he did what's going on, and he did all this politics thing, and then he said he was exposed to a lot of physical stuff in the late 70s and the early 80s when he came out with sexual healing. He said, this is a first introduction into a lot of, you know, more advanced stuff, but I'm going to put it on this level first. And he was going to come out and say, all that stuff, and they end up killing. But let me drop some stuff on you what happened in the down the day before and the day before Jimmy and his president. I got this CD that came out in 1993 on Jimmy Hendrix. And there's so many and so much words saying that they killed it. And that was my episode. They go in and talk about how he said his music can put people in trance. Now, it's interesting. I just got the book this summer, but I did a lecture on how he put people in trance and the government killed his ass on it. That's interesting. I'm listening to the album, the Greatest Hits album. And in there, he talked about an Indian boy. He's supposed to be a great warrior. But something happened. Somebody come in through the night and sleep. And he died in his sleep, and then come to find out he was half Indian. Mm-hmm. He had some Cherokee or something, and now he said, kill him with all my teeth. Then he said, an angel came one day trying to take me, but I told you to fly on, I'll join you soon. Then he says, the angel comes back, a next man says, it's time for you to rise up. And he kept talking about this manic depression. He was talking about this shit. He was literally talking about, he knew he was going to die. And all the stuff, I was looking through the stuff. Come to find out, his birthday is the day before my day's birthday, the 24th of my day, 28th. I'm listening to this particular stuff. I'm saying, this motherfucker, he's published it. He's talking to this white man that sees. And he got a book sitting beside him on the album cover. And it's got something about aliens, somebody abducted with aliens. I'm like, what the hell is this? But in the thing, if you listen to the TV, he knew somebody was going to kill him. Now, apparently what happened was he said, he really, with all the rock and roll and all the stuff, he already became famous. He said, I'm going back to join, we join the Isaac Brothers and all that. We're going to go together. We're going to do this shit. And we really do another level of this stuff. It's just black people. And that's all this stuff was. Anyway, the British intelligence and the guys told me we can't come back. He's got to damn come back to America. Anyway, in the thing I got, they say that he was the head lady. She could be the white girl. Because he had a black girl in the state too. Many people know that. He had a black girl at the same time. He was fucking around with his wife, but he was pissing on her because they thought he was a white boy. They stand like this, and he standing up talk like he got, and the white girl standing like they were their kids all night. Like, this motherfucker man naked. He done got flames about it. It's all in the book and all these mysterious pictures. But in there they say, the girl was a government agent. And in there they say, she woke up and she said, he is vomiting. He's on his sleeping pills. He thought it was OD, it was sleeping pills. He is vomiting because she gave him a fucking overdose. They said, but he was still living. And they said, the white girl went in there and got back in the goddamn bed and went to sleep. Because she was under the bed from whatever government said, kill him. So she was going to steal it. She said, well, this motherfucker was around or whatever. I'm going to go on back to sleep. And she went back in the bed and went back to sleep when she woke up that morning and was dead. And they said somebody was flipping overnight and killed him, but it's in the doggone song. In the doggone song. You see what I'm saying? But so the key is also, too, you got to realize that your rock and roll that was started after you was still the rock and roll that you saw was being called Jerry Hendrix. He's the one that introduced the style of rock and roll these crackers became famous for. It was him. The motherfuckers from the New who saw him and the Beatles and all them, when they first opened up in New York, they looked at each other and said, we gotta go practice. And so he was the one that introduced the style of rock and roll. So what happened was that shit was both done energy, but he talked about the doo-doo child. So now what happened was is in 1984 they got together and said, look, we gotta do two things. We experiment now with Lionel Richie and them ass trying to get into the introduce black people in the country music. And this jazz and all this kind of shit, because he's trying to stop his energy that's going to raise their pioneer plan. So they're going to start doing country music. And then you're going to learn how Richard was playing with fucking Kenny Rogers, but the shit didn't go off. The shit didn't go off. Meanwhile, Robbie Rose, but see, that was all damn Jimi Hendrix, and plus that Led Zeppelin, they were all in the Aleister Crowley. And the Beatles, we saw the Zeppelin and shit. Got to destroy this shit. So they came out with John Cooper Mellencamp. You got to do the little cut this shit. It was probably done. John, okay, all the kind of stuff. Then they said, we're going to do it. And then they took Bruce Springsteen, and Bruce Springsteen came out, was born in the U.S. in 1984. He said they were going crazy. But did you listen? That shit was possible. So they trained him, and now you got all this Manafort shit. You got all these Sheryl Lee Cole and all of them, and all those things. Then all of a sudden, God puts him, in 1985, this didn't even sell number 45, and I was looking into music and shit. Now, God puts him, the biggest star in the world, a country famous. That government is over, they shut down, they shut out the man the road. So then they say, we're going to do it with your rap now. Because what you feel is that rap is not singing. And the music production is all sampled, there's really no music. You see what I'm saying? Then they phased out the innovative rap because in the 1990s they started making music for rap. And they started working with it when the brothers and all that kind of had a music on their own shit. But they phased all that shit out and they got 10 people in the place with them, which you give them Puff Daddy and his other fucking ass idiot from New Orleans. After he is this damn shit. So if you listen to it, that shit is. A lot of the stuff that these particular ones and the underground shit is really good is going to never get real popular. Yeah. It don't get real popular. So they make sure that they keep the stuff that is still a little bit of talent. They keep it underground. Even though they're releasing it in the market and you can go and buy it scholarship to make this point. And then even what you're saying is, these old two groups are really nothing compared to real production and real music. But then again, you know, you got to realize that these young people, now they're 25, can't get sold. It's all about the young shit. So it's the way they got the stuff now. They isolated this stuff at all because even in the mind control book, they said the music, they just don't really give it to you. Can either shut the music up and raise you up. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. Oh, okay, and we're going to close the video out here. So, yeah, we're going to come back tomorrow based on what you're calling it all, but, we're going to roll some more. But anyway, this is phase one and whatever.
Don't be there. Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
All right, guys. Greetings, greetings, greetings. Thank you guys for tuning in to another broadcast of Spiritual Soul Sunday. I'm your host, Haru. And that actually concluded the series that we conducted here at EAR as far as the theology of hate, right? So that was Bobby Hammond, part five, the theology of hate, guys. I do apologize for the quality of this particular broadcast because I had been trying, like, literally for like a week to download this particular thing so it can, you know, go smoothly like all the rest of them and all of that, guys. But for this, for some reason, I could not download and upload this particular one. And then when I went back, you know, this morning, just, you know, try again, went back this morning, and the way that they had the video set up, it had been removed. So I was like, well, not removed, but hidden. So anyway, guys, there is always interference. There's always distractions, you know. I was advised that, you know, when I am on this platform giving certain messages, I will be distracted, which is okay, you know, because when it comes to distractions, when it comes to ill will, when it comes to, you know, things that we may create for ourselves, but things that are also intentionally sent to you, you know what I'm saying, to harm you, distract you, you know, whatever it may be. It gives you the opportunity to be an alchemist. It gives you the opportunity to fight back. It gives you an opportunity to elevate and enhance your inner being and craft. So always thank people for, you know, their ill wills and ill intentions and, you know, the energy that, you know, is opposed. You know, we also, I think that that should be included in the theology of hate as well. You know, just being an alchemist is going to be very, very important and how you do that on your own. So this was this concluded, guys. It's going to be a real short broadcast. We got Auntie LJ in the building as well. I think she's going to be kind of in and out. But peace on to you. You know, it's just an open discussion. You know, Lion Gate, you know what I mean, portal is open. I guess people, what I'm starting to see also is that people really don't understand what to do, you know, with the energy. But I just posted, you know, when it comes to the Lion Gate and these energies and portals that's opening, you know, I don't feel that there is no right or wrong way to do things. You know, just do it how you ever you do it, you know, be creative, you know what I'm saying, and how you do it. But you know, I even had to learn that though, because I asked for permission for a long fucking time before I started to, you know, just get in the lab and just do it how the fuck I do it, right? So peace on to you, Auntie LJ. Greetings, how are you? All right, so she may be, hold on. Okay, shit, let me see what's going on, y'all. Yeah, I'm always Sunday, some more like September. Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. LJ, you are muted. Okay, I can't hear you, LJ. So, I can't hear you. So we are going to, I just pretty much wanted to hop in, you know, throw that on you guys. I did not listen to and I did not write notes or anything like that. But most of all, you know, this was for the audience. You know what I'm saying? Just for the audience as far as the theology of, hey, just know that, you know, anything that we think is bad, you know what I mean? I think it's an opportunity for us to observe, you know what I'm saying? For us to observe, even in coming through our own healings, you know what I'm saying? In such a way, you know, like me with my mom, you know, it's like I think it's just so bad. I think she's just a bad person, is an evil person. But at the end of the day, I thank her because, you know, we should thank the things that we think are opposed or the things that we think. This is why I love Eternal in his presence, because Eternal is a great balance as a man, you know. You know what I mean? And, you know, I didn't have that coming up. Not to say he's my father or anything like that, but, you know, it's great to have great, you know, male role models who are in balance, you know what I'm saying, especially for men, you know. So if you're a man, you know, just if you can, you know, attempt to manifest in your own way a great male role model to have with you in your life as you grow through all of this, because, you know, we could just be batshit crazy or any kind of way when it comes to our healing and stuff like this. So yeah, that's it, guys. I have a lot of things to do today, so I'm going to go ahead and just wrap it up. LJ got things to do today, too. So I hope you enjoyed this particular series, guys. In August, we are going to, it's kind of like late August, early September, we're going to kind of get back in the theme of things. Eternal just told me September as far as his consistency is concerned. You know, a lot of stuff going on in the background. So we definitely appreciate you guys for being consistent with us, even in the summer. Because, again, we normally take off, but we can't be going this summer. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it don't stop, right? Please be sure to check out our website, www.enhancingawarenessradio.net. Also, on the website, guys, I have paintings now, you know. So August, September, I'm going to be, you know, getting more canvases and more paintings and all of that. And I'm going to be, you know, doing more with the paintings, guys, you know, coming this fall. You know what I'm saying? So let me just say this fall. A lot of creativity, guys. So, you know, Lionsgate Portal 88, you know, study the number 8. You know, study in how it relates to you, what it means to you. And as far as these portals opening, guys, we do whatever we want with the energy. You know what I'm saying? But just know that, you know, my yacht, you know what I'm saying? Just know that the energy of balance, you know, is alive and prevalent. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of us are still being caught up in, you know, this this vibratory, I don't want to say low or high, but this vibratory energy of, you know, wanting to control and wanting to wheel shit, you know, in a certain way to fit your, you know, selfish satisfaction or your needs or, you know, things of that nature. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're not doing that anymore. Okay? And it's like, you know, it's not a human, you know what I'm saying, that's going to say, this is energy. So a lot of people will die out. Straight up, you know what I'm saying, because the energy will not allow, the energy will not have it, you know what I'm saying, so it will cleanse the motherfucking earth as it needs to be in order to restore order, all right, and that's a fact. So, understand the theology of hate, guys, understand that evil, as on yesterday's broadcast, evil does not have to be this bad thing that we perceive it as, but it can be, you know, good. All right, so that's it, you guys. I'm trying to find a song to go out with. And, yeah, I love you all. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And till next time, peace.
Now. But how can I want you for myself when the war with this own girl? First time that I saw you, boy, it was the warmest sunny day. All I know is I wanted you. I really hoped you'd look my way. Then you smiled at me so warm and sweet. gonna have to wait. Wait a little while. See, it ain't nothing wrong with dreaming, but boy, don't get me wrong, 'cause every time I see you, and let me know who just how strong that my love is for my baby, but emotions just don't lie. Well, I know I'm a lot of woman, but not enough for two divide. Let me grow. If I